Watertown officials are preparing to vote on a budget that stays within the state-mandated 2% tax cap and includes no increase in sewer or water rates, WRVO's Payne Horning reports.
Watertown Mayor Joe Butler says the 2019 city budget is one of the easiest he's dealt with. The proposed $44 million plan is actually smaller than last year's budget and requires only a 1.6% property tax increase. Butler attributes that to a number of factors, including savings in the city-funded health insurance.
When you take a million off the health insurance side of things and then the sales tax increase of, $300,000 or $400,000, that makes a big difference. Where in years past, we've been on the other side of that.
City Manager Rick Flynn says retirements also help lower costs. Not filling those and other vacancies are moves toward a larger strategic plan Finn is developing for Watertown to address short and long-term issues facing the city, like the need to build a second $3 million courtroom in City Hall and the expiration of the hydroelectricity contract with National Grid.
It's going to help us over these next 9 and 10 years right-size the organization to decrease the positions while still providing the same level of service. And also looking at ways of increasing our revenues.
The council will vote on the budget May 29th. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.